ಆತ್ಮಿಕ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಈಸ್ ಸತ್ ಚಿತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆನಂದ. ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಹೀ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸತ್ ಚಿತ್ ಆನಂದ, ವೆನ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ರೆಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ಸಗುಣ ಆರಾಧನಾ, ಬಿಫೋರ್ ವಿ ಗೋ ಟು ಸಗುಣ ಆರಾಧನಾ ವಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ರೆಫರ್ ಟು ಹೀಸ್ ಪರಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಅಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫ್ ನಿರ್ಗುಣ ಆರಾಧನಾ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಮಹಾಬುದ್ಧಿ ದಿ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಇಂಟೆಲೆಕ್ಟ್. ಪ್ರಾಬಬ್ಲಿ ಯು ವುಡ್ ರೀಕಾಲ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಹೌ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಲಜಿ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಂದೂಯಿಸಮ್ ಆಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೈನ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ. ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಎ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಬಿಲಾಂಗ್ಸ್ ಟು ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಥಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಫೌಂಡೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಕಪಿಲ ಋಷಿ. ಕಪಿಲ ಋಷಿ. ಕಪಿಲ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಅವತಾರ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಷ್ಣು. ಹೀ ಫೌಂಡೆಡ್ ದಿ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ. ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಇನ್ ಸಾನ್ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೌಂಟಬಲ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ. ದ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಯೋಗ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ರೆಫರೆನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಆಲ್ಸೋ. ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಯೋಗ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕೌಂಟಬಲ್. ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ಈಸ್ ದ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಯು ದಿ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾಟಗರೀಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಗೋ ಇನ್ ಟು ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಅಪ್ ದಿ ಎಂಟೈರ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಸ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ. ಇನ್ ಸಾಂಖ್ಯ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಇವಾಲ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ 24 ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ಸ್. ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲಿ ದರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಪ್ರಕೃತಿ ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಬಲ್, ವಿಚ್ ವಾಸ್ ಕ್ವಯಟ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ತ್ರೀ ಗುಣ, ಸತ್ವ, ರಜಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ತಮಸ್. ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ರೆಫರ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಆ್ಯಟಿಟ್ಯೂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಪೊಸಿಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಗಿವ್ ಯು ಎ ಲರ್ನಡ್ ಇನ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟಿವಿಟಿ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಲರ್ನಡ್ ಪೊಸಿಷನ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಕಾಮ್. ದಿ ಆಟ್ರಿಬ್ಯೂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸತ್ವಗುಣ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ರಿಮೈನಿಂಗ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಆ್ಯನ್ ಎಜಿಟೇಟೆಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್, ಅನ್ನೆಸೆಸರಿ ಬಾಡಿಲಿ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ವಿತೌಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟರ್ಬ್ ಮೆಂಟಲಿ. ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಶಾಂತ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡಲ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಸಮದ್ಭ ಭಾವ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟು ಆ್ಯಂಗ್ರಿ, ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸೈಟೆಡ್, ಅಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಲಗ್ಗಿಶ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಸಮತ್ವ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸಮತ್ವಂ ಯೋಗ ಮುಚ್ಚದೆ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಬ್ಯಾಲೆನ್ಸ್ಡ್ ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಸತ್ವ. ದೆನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ಇಸ್ ರಜಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಟು ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಟುಡೇ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಟುಡೇ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೀ ಆರ್ ಎವರಿ ಬಡಿ ಟುಡೇ, ವಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಪ್ರೋ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್. ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ಕೀಪ್ ಆನ್ ಏದರ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಕಾನ್ವರ್ಸೇಷನ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಜಾಯಿನ್, ಆರ್ ವಿ ಇನಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ ಅನ್ ಆ್ಯಕ್ಷನ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ಜಾಯಿನ್, ಆರ್ ವಿ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವರಿಯಿಂಗ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ವೀ ಶುಡ್ ಬಿ ನಾಟ್ ವರಿ. ಸಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಅವ್ ಯುವರ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಸಪೋಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ ಗೋ ಆನ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟ್, ರೈಟ್. ದಿ ಎಸೆನ್ಷಿಯಲ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ದಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಪರಮಾನಂದ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು 75 or 90 ಡೇಸ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಸಿ ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಎಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವುಡ್ ಕ್ರೈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಆರ್ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ನೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀವ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಈವನ್ ದ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಇಟ್ ವೋಂಟ್ ಡೂ, ಇಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕ್ರೈ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಫೀಲ್ಸ್ ಹಂಗ್ರಿ. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ದ ಮೌತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕ್ಲೋಸ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ಫೈಂಡ್ ಎವರ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲಿಂಗ್, ಎವರ್ ಸ್ಮೈಲ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ದಿಸ್ ಅವರ್ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರ ಶೇ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸೆನ್ಸಸ್. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಇನಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ದಿ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇಜಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದ ವಿತ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಒನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನ್. ವೆನ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಈಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಸ್ ಟು ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ಸೈಡ್ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಪೇಯಿನ್ ಪ್ರೆಷರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ವುಡ್ ನೋ ಇನ್ ಸೈಕಾಲಜಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ದಿ ಫೈಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ದಿ ನರ್ವಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ನರ್ವಸ್ ಸಿಸ್ಟಮ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಗೋ ಈವನ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿ ಏಜ್ ಆಫ್ 9 and 10. ಸೊ ಮೆನಿ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಮೇ ಈವನ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ, ಸಮ್ ಚಿಲ್ಡ್ರನ್ ಮೇ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಹೇಳಿ. ನಾವು ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲಿ ಎ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆಂಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೂ ಇಯರ್ಸ್. ಬಿಫೋರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಕ್ಯಾನಾಟ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈ ವೆದರ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಓನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎನಿ ದೇಹಾತ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧಿ. ದಟ್ ದೇಹಾತ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಫಂಡಮೆಂಟಲ್ ಯುನೋ ಕಾಸ್ ಫಾರ್ ಅವರ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೈಡ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ದ ಸಂಸಾರ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ದೇಹಾತ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್. ನಾವು ದಿಸ್ ಮಹಾಬುದ್ಧಿ ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ರಾಜಸಿ ಗುಣ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವಿ ರಿಯಾಕ್ಟ್. In Sattvaguna, we don't act. We just observe things, you become a Sakshi. The third one is Tamasic, that is stupidity. The difference between a Sattvic man and an idiot is that the idiot knows nothing, whereas a learned man, he knows everything and then he will keep quiet. That is the only difference. Otherwise, for external appearances, the yogi and an idiot will look alike because they won't react. One man doesn't react, we know there is no point in acting or reacting. Other man doesn't know whether to react or not to react. So these are the three steps. But one more aspect we have to understand in life is that the presence of sattva, rajas, see, there is no human being in the world which has only one guna. It has sattva, a mixture of sattva, rajas and tamas. And more importantly, the sattva, rajas and tamas, three gunas keep on changing every second we live. So that means the guna, Veda, keeps on changing from second to second. Therefore, our way of reacting to events differ. So based on these three gunas only, our moods change. The gunas determine moods, not the mood your guna. So this I thought I should give you the explanation because of the right opportunity. Because Mala Pitrupaksha, normally there is a procedure given, the food that is to be taken, there is an injunction. That is, what are the food you are supposed to take, what food you are supposed to abstain. Now, when you start following this, what happens is your mind remains very calm and you don't react at all. Because that I have seen this for the past 13 years when I started doing this. Now at that point of time, I have been following this for the past 12 or 13 years. Now even my own children tell me, you don't react. Normally I have known now lot about last 10 years, I don't react that way. I'm supposed to be very short tempered. Now absolutely everything is gone, especially during that Malay Paksha, the children, everybody will say, you do not seem to be involved in anything. They said that I don't react, I don't get agitated. I could feel myself that I am remaining just witnessing. I don't get upset or I don't get overexcited. That is because of the food we eat. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the best dietitian. He says, see, you act because of what you think. You think because of what you eat. So you choose what you eat, then you will be clear, absolutely. Because the sattvic foods are essentially the things that do not excite your mind. Food can excite your mind. For example, iruli and velluli and the dhania. These three are the basic shatrus. See, when I was still about, till it was about 10 or 12 years, about up to 15 years also, in our homes, we never use, even we are not very ultra-orthodox or anything, we never use iruli or velluli or even the dhania, very, very rarely they will say. So, and you won't believe, I was born in a place which is about 50 kilometers from Madurai, so Srivilliputtur, that is the place of Andal. There, you won't believe, the way we used to eat, before 7 o'clock food is over, light will be off. Morning, we have to get up at 5:30, it's a routine, it has come. It is one. And the way they prepare the food, see, tomato was not also considered to be our food. Tomato was not used at all. Either jeeraga or minsu, that's all. That's all they will see. What has happened is that food habit, these three things, and they say certain fruits. I have written a detailed article also. What is this sattva food? So this is more effective. And so now, no, enough of this. I think these three gunas were in balance, in samatva. That is 33.33, 33.33, 33.33. So it was stable. Now, this is the prakriti, is the principle, and the purusha is the active principle. And there is a sparsha matra, it just brushes. It's very difficult to translate sparsha into English. At best, we can say it is tactile or it is just brushing by. Then the sattva, rajas and tamas, they get disturbed. Then out of that is born buddhi, that is mahabuddhi, that is what is being mentioned, that is the great intellect. out of the intellect is born ahankara. In Sanskrit, ahankara means it doesn't indicate pride. Ahankara means the feeling of I-ness. This is my wife. This is my child. This is my father. This is my hand. This is my head. So this I-ness comes. The I-ness start, the I start from Yudharbhati. That is what I mentioned about Dehatmabuddhi. The jnanis, they have actually divorced themselves from this Dehatmabuddhi. They are relieved. There is a written record of Sadashiva Brahmendra, one of the yogis in Pudukkota. He is one of the jnanis. And he has a realized soul. And being a realized soul, they normally he would even forget to wear things and then he will keep on walking around. Once when he was walking, people wanted to make fun of him, and one man, he was a murga, he just went behind him, took a sword, and he cut down one of his arms. And this man, he cut down, the arm fell down, this man went on walking. Nothing happened to him. This man again went to the Swami and the Sadashiva Brahmendra, told him, "Sir, you please forgive me, I have cut down your arm." He said, "Have I? Please bring it." He brought it and then he fixed it. See, they have that much of, you know, the detachment with the body. So this is what is needed. Out of that Mahabuddhi out of which is called Ahankara, from Ahankara came Pancha Bhudas. These Pancha Bhudas are earth, water, fire, air and Akasha. Then the Pancha Bhudas, each Bhuta has one more subtle principle which is called Tanmatra, the essential principle. Because any of these panchabhutas, each of the panchabhutas has the quality of the other panchabhuta also. For example, to say it in chemistry, water has oxygen and hydrogen. Fire also has oxygen. Commonality is there. Similarly, when you go to earth, you get everything is there. In the earth, when you break it there, then you go to air. Air contains akasa, air also contains everything. So, there should be a distinct quality to distinguish it between the panchabhudas themselves. So, that is called pancha tanmatras. Now, that is at the macro level. At the individual level, we have pancha karma indriyas. Then, pancha jnana indriyas. The difference is, the act of seeing is one, the feeling, the understanding of seeing is one. Because one man have an eye, but he cannot see. Eye is there. The optic nerve may be there. The optic nerve, even then it can take the message even up to your brain. But the brain may not be able to interpret it. So that is antakarana, that is called antakarana. That antakarana is called, they are five. That is for seeing one, for hearing one, touching, everything. So they are pancha karmendriyas, pancha jnanendriyas. Out of that, then apart from that, we have manas. Manas is only a collection of stimuli, whatever is present. It is a CPU, that's all. It will not do anything. After manas, we have buddhi, the intellect. So these 24 tattvas originate from Purusha and Prakriti. Vishnu is the Mahapurusha and the Prakriti is nature. The Mahabuddhi referred to is the great intellect. I thought I should explain the concept so that simply saying it is a great intellect doesn't give you the information. Mahabuddhi, Mahavirya. Vishnu is possessed of extraordinary strength, extraordinary capabilities, and Mahashakti. Extraordinary Shakti means the vital energy and also the means to employ them. Mahadyutihi. Mahadyuti, Vishnu is a jyoti which is resplendent. It shines forth brilliantly. Anir Deshivabhu Sriman Ameyatma Mahatri Drik. That is Anir Deshivabhu. Vishnu, being a Parabrahman, you cannot say what he is what his characters are when you look at the Parabrahma. When you say Parabrahman, cannot be described. It cannot be defined. It can only be described. The Upanishads, when they want to describe the ultimate reality which they have given the name Brahman, they were not able to really describe it. What at best they could do was, it is neither big nor small nor medium, neither tall nor short nor a midget, neither onto the right, neither onto the left, neither in the middle, neither above nor below, never in the middle. So this is how it is being described. So this procedure of describing a thing by the process of elimination is called Neti Nyaya. Neti Nyaya. This is the logical process. Because when you see something which you cannot understand, some of the qualities, now for example, if I am new to Bangalore, I may not be able to differentiate from somebody has given me some address. I do not know how to do it. Supposing I come to Jainagar, I don't know. Now I keep on asking, is this not that place? It is not that place. It is not that place. It is a practical way of finding philosophy. So this is how the Anirdeshivabhu. So that is why Vishnu is being called Anirdeshivabhu, one who cannot be defined as either this or that or it. Anirdeshivabhu Sima, one who has Sri Mahalakshmi in all her prosperity residing in him. Ameyatma. There are two explanations. One is the Atma, that is the Jivatma is present in everyone. Another thing is Ameyatma is another meaning, is that Vishnu is possessed of extraordinary jnana, that is knowledge. Then Mahadridrika or Mahadridrishe. That is, there are two implications. The supporter of the great mountain, you can take it. This can be referred to in instances. One instance where Vishnu supported the mountain is that when the Samudra Mandan was conducted, then he took the avatar of Kurma and then supported. The second time who supported the mountain was when he lifted the Govardhanagiri. So Mahatridrik is a reference to Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Then Mahesh Vasaya Namaha. Mahesh Vasaya Namaha. Mahesh Vasa, one who is a good archer. It is one of the explanations. Another explanation is the place where Vishnu resides is called Vasu. A space in Akasha, there is a space which is called Vasu. That is where he resides. And that is why now in Sanskrit we have a place Vasam. The place where you live, where you stay is Vasi from Vasam. That is why even Lakshmi, when we talk about Venkateshwara, Sri Nivasa, where Sri stays. That is, in essence, the place where Vishnu stays is Vasu. Therefore, he is the refuge which is very huge. The second is Vishnu, the Parabrahma, is also Vasu, Vasumana, he is also said. When he is present in our mind, our ignorance is removed and you become knowledgeable, you become a jnani. The third meaning in Sanskrit, Vasu, also means wealth. Vishnu is the giver of wealth. Vishnu is the greatest wealth in terms of the earthly dharma, artha and kama, because Lakshmi is present. And also, he is the greatest wealth because he is the repository of knowledge as being the Paramatman with attribute Sat, Chit and Ananda. Then, Ameyatma Mahatridrik. Okay. Then, Maheshwaso Mahibartha Srinivasa Satangadhi. Same line has come. Maheshwaso, the same meaning. Mahibartha, the greatest protector. Bartha in Sanskrit means one who protects. Now it comes to mean as a husband, because one is supposed to protect women and children. That is why it is named as Bartha Then, Srinivasa. Vishnu is one in whom Sri Lakshmi reside. Satangadi. Vishnu is the assured resting place or the refuge for all the Jivatmas. Aniruddha. Suranando. Govindo. Govitam Badihi. That is, Aniruddha means one who cannot be stopped by anyone. Now, what one more speciality in this name is that normally in our custom, when we do the Achamana, Achyutaya Namaha, Anantaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, then Keshava, Narayana, Madhava, Govinda, Trivikrama, Vamana, Sridhara, Rishikesha, Padmanama, Damodara. These are the 12 names being used. Because Vishnu is mantra is Dvadasama, that is 12. That 12 is because he is one of the 12 Adityas, born of Kashyapa. Now, what happened in this case, Aniruddha. Now, there are 40 avatars of Vishnu. The avatars which we are talking about are only the Dashavatara. In addition to that, we have other avatars. Out of them, some of them, in addition to them, which are being used now, is that Aniruddha, then Sangarshana, then Pradyumna, then Paravasudeva. This concept is also represents the 4 stages of a human existence. One is we are awake, that is called Jagrata. The second is called Swapna, and the third is called Sushupti, and the fourth is called the ultimate level, which is called Turiya. Jagrata is waking state, which is controlled by Aniruddha, and Swapna, Swapna is controlled Aniruddha. Swapna, then again Sangarshana controls third one, that is Turiya. Paravasudeva controls the Turiya level, that is ultimate level. Pradyumna controls our waking stage. Now when we say Jagrata step is one who is not controllable, mean in waking life we don't have any control, at least in sleep it gets cut off. So Vishnu is a Sakshi who bridges the gap between these 4 stages as one who is a witness to all these 4 stages of existence. Aniruddha Suranando. Vishnu is one who brings happiness to Ananda, to the Devas. Govindo, one who protects the cow, and also it also refers to the Jivatmas. And the name Govinda was given to Bhagavan Sri Krishna by Indra. Indra has to be offered the yajna so that he can ensure that seasonal rains are, seasonal rains are on, and that the whole world can survive. So he is the reason for the change of climate. He controls through other devas, but the essential is life-giving water. He is the one who brings the rain. So if the concept was that, if the pujas are not conducted for Indra, the rains may not come. So the other end, he can also get angry, you can drown you. So when Krishna said he wanted to ensure that Indra should understand that he is not above himself, that is Bhagavan Krishna. So he asked the Yadavas not to perform this Indra Puja. Then you know the story, he made the rains come and then Krishna took the Govardhana. Then Indra felt that something would happen, they will come begging, no, they didn't. Then he was advised by Isura and everyone else that, see, whom you are talking about is Krishna, is nothing but Mahavishnu. You better go and surrender. He came and then told Krishna. Now I realized, then he gave him the name Govinda. So Krishna himself says in Vishnu Purana, the greatest of the name which I like most is Govinda. For the Jivas, I am the one who gives them the Sadgati. Therefore, in Apara Prayoga, in Hinduism, the name which is being used for Sankalpa is Sri Govinda Govindaha. In the Sampradaya of people who worship Shiva, we always say Sri Parameshwara Prityartham. Those who worship Shiva, Vishnu, they will use the term Sri Narayana, Sriman Narayana Prityartham. But in Apara Kritya, that is when somebody inauspicious occasions, the name that is being used, including Sarpanasana Shraddha, Sri Govinda, Adya Sri Brahmana, Sri Govinda Govinda, Adya Brahmana, Vidya Prarthe, Shvetavarakala, this is the Sankalpa will come. So Parama Ishran, the one who gives you the Mangala, will not be present. Narayeti Narayanaha Parabrahmam, he also won't be present. The moment my body leaves, my life leaves my body, the man who is in charge of my Atma is nobody else other than Govinda. Therefore, the term Govinda is to be addressed. That is why Sankaracharya, after having been known as one of the great intellectual giants and propounder of Jnana Yoga, ultimately lands down and then say, Samprabde Sannihite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshasi Ruktum Garane Bhajagovindam Bhajagovindam Govindam Bhajamudamate. That when your death is near, when your end is coming near, because of the effects of your karma, your logic, which involves Rukduk, that is a very difficult Tarka system, it won't come and rescue you. That time, the only thing that will come and rescue you is the name of Govinda. Please chant his name. So, Srinivasa Surananda Govinda Govitampati. Govitampati is one who protects the Jivatmas. Marichir Tamano Hamsaha Subarno Bhujagottama Hiranyanapa Sudapa Padmanabha Prajapadi. That is Marichi is one of the rays of Surya, one of the Kiranas of Surya, that is sun. One of the sun's rays, there are different rays. One is Aruna, then you got Marichi, then Savit. So we have. Now there are certain rays, whenever we refer to those names, they refer to certain qualities that will, please come. There are certain qualities that are reflected. When Vishnu's, Surya Kirana is compared to Bhagavan Sri Vishnu, in Surya's aspect of Ravi, if that term is mentioned, it is in the capacity of Surya to take away the essence or the water content from things that exist. The rasa will be taken because of the extra ushna. But when Savitra or Marichi, when these rays are mentioned, Surya's rays are mentioned, these are the kiranas that nurture and help the growth of the jivas and aushati. So these are the two karanas. See, in Ayurveda, there are system, in the Ayurvedic system, the Tithi, Nakshatra, Vara, and also the time, Muhurta, is also mentioned to pluck certain herbs, because that is the time that Savitra is present. Only then that herb will give you the result. Marichit Tamano. Dhamano means Vishnu, Dhando Dhamayita Dhamaha. That means Vishnu being the Swarup of righteousness or Dharma himself, he also assumed the form of Yama in meeting out the karma pala. The ultimate karma pala is being done by Yama himself by taking away your life. So Vishnu is representative here, Dhamma, one who punishes in the form of Yama. Hamsaha. Hamsa, normally Hamsa means, it is a Hamsa, that's all. Normally it is Vishnu is described as Hamsa. Swan. Technically, it may look nice, but philosophically, the meaning is of a very high importance. Because in Indian philosophy, there are four sentences in the Upanishads, these four sentences form the basis of all the philosophical systems in Sanatana Dharma. These four sentences are called Mahavakyas. One is called Aham Brahmasmi, that the art. Then the Aham Brahmasmi. The second is Tat Tattvamasi. Tat, that the art. Tat Tattvamasi. I am Brahman, Tat Tattvamasi, that the word. The third is Sohamasmi, I am that He. And the fourth is Prajnanam Brahma. Prajnanam Brahma is the supreme consciousness is Brahma. Now here, the one Mahavakya is reflected here. Now, if you say the word Hamsa, continuously, Hamsa, 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 Hamsa. It will become a Soham, Soham, Soham. This is called Hamsa Vidya. This is normally you would find in some homes for girls, the name is given as not merely Hamsa. Many people cut it and then call somebody as Hamsa. The correct nama should be Hamsa Vidya. Because Hamsa Vidya is one of the greatest Vidyas, like Kati Vidya of Sri Lalita Devi and also the Matu Vidya of Bhagavan Sri Vishnu. These are special procedures, there is a special system of thought through which one can realize Parabrahma. Therefore, Vishnu is here being represented as the Swan and also that Vidya which enables one to realize the Parabrahma. Suparnaha, one who possesses beautiful, huge wings. Now the meaning is Suparno, it may look out of word, but actually Vishnu is one who possesses of wings. The real meaning is that Vishnu is one who helps one, Jivatma, to cross the Sagara of Samsara swiftly like a Garuda flies. Suparno Bhujagottamaha. Bhujagottamaha is one who lies down in Yoga Nidra on the Adishesha. Hiranyanapaha. One who keeps the Hiranyagarbha, that is Hiranya, the whole world, this anda, he keeps it under his nabi. Sutapa. He is the best among the tapas. He is the best tapas. That is, Vishnu is the personification of best among tapas, whatever penance you do. The other meaning is, by doing the best tapas, is remembering Vishnu. Sutapa, Padmanabha. In Sanskrit, Padma refers to 100 crores. Therefore, when Padma is mentioned in Vishnu Sahasrana, that is Padma, then Chakra, when these things, as and when I come, I will point out, these things when they come, they refer to infinity of time. Padmanabha, one who possesses, the literal meaning is, one who possesses an evil which resembles Padma, that is your Tavare. Padmanabha Prajapatihi, he is the leader of all living beings. Okay. Now, what we have said today, let me begin. You can also chant along with me. 19, 20, 21. Okay. Mahabuddhir Mahavidyo Mahashakdir Mahadyutihi.
Mahabuddhir Mahavidyo Mahashakdir Mahadyutihi. Anil Desha.
Yes.